This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling good, just like Mojo Kombucha. Made with proven probiotics, your true health begins within. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge.
Good afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Tommy Little. We're all good.
I am exhausted.
Why?
Because
I've
been working.
We can tell because your voice is all croaky.
No. Yeah. You know what that's the voice of?
What?
That is a man who has not rested.
No,
who
has not slept a wink. Partying, yes.
No, well, maybe you should just go easy on me and ask me what I've actually been doing for the last 24 hours.
I don't know who goes out on a Tuesday night to midnight.
Ask me
anyway.
What I've been doing for the last 24 hours.
I know what you've been doing. Being with your friend Hato, you told me.
Ask me.
Having beers.
Ask me.
I know.
Ask me. Ask me the question.
What, okay, Tommy, what have you pretending for the radio's sake to have been doing for the last 24 hours?
Well, I wish I hadn't now because I was out tirelessly trying to find you some new friends.
Oh, did you find Jess and Michael?
If you have just tuned in and you missed yesterday's show, here is a little of what happened.
Bickers went to Hawaii and met a couple.
And now I really wish I got their number and I want to be friends with them. God, is that how quick and sad that sounded?
and to be honest, we were both expecting that to go for longer. You were mid-sip and I put my head down.
I really sound sad. Don't keep playing that because I'll never find them if you keep playing it.
Okay, I'll do a bit of the legwork on this one. You met this gorgeous couple overseas. You really liked them.
They had kids hit it off.
You didn't grab their details and you want them as friends. Right?
And I wished I'd got their details.
Yeah, we tried to track them down yesterday. It didn't work.
No.
I've been working tirelessly, day and night.
I should just point out, I'm very scared. I know it's funny for everybody else, but I'm very scared. The reason it didn't work is that they don't want to be my friend.
Oh, that's a very real possibility. But I've got some news for you. Out of my 24 hours of hard work, I've found someone to talk to on today's show.
Like one of them? Or just you found someone to talk to today?
You're going to have to wait.
Well, that's a terrible tease.
Why?
Well, I don't want to just speak to somebody. Somebody related to them?
No, mate. I've just picked someone who doesn't know him, isn't related, has never met him.
You just said I've got somebody to talk to on today's show.
And each bit as the show goes, I'm going to give you a better hint.
The tension bed.
As to who it's going to be.
Okay.
That
You're
is coming
stay
up
here anyway.
On the show this afternoon. Hey, coming up next, though, one of my favourite things when it says secret on the bit of paper.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Same, but that's happening right after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy, right across the country. I'm going to pat here because Carrie has struggling to take off her jumper, and it looks like Tommy's in his hand got a beautiful Mojo kombucha.
I was getting a kombucha, and I just. Did you swear, mate?
I still can't get it off.
And you just had it engulfed
your
head. I didn't
realize being pregnant that my neck had swollen. That jump out to the neck was not coming off.
Web guy Christian has got it all on film. You can see that at Carrie Tommy Show on Instagram.
Shivers.
That's more the Bickmore I know. Bloomin' hell. Shivers. How are you? You settled?
I'm settled. I'm good.
Okay.
I just was a bit hot, but I'm good now.
Hey, I've got something. I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
It involves you and it involves your partner, my best friend.
Yes.
Walks.
Yeah.
Now, when we went on break a couple of weeks ago.
You and him had a break, did you?
Well, we did go for a jog together yesterday. It was glorious.
I did find it funny that we arrived back from Hawaii Monday and the first thing he did the next day was see you.
Best friends are like that. That's what we do. BFFs. In that time, in the break, he ran his marathon.
He did.
And
incredible effort.
He actually tried to do the double up. He did marathon leading into Logie's.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the most painful experiences a human can endure.
And the longest experiences back to
back. And the longest back
to back. He didn't plan it to be like that. He agreed to do the marathon, which was in the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And what do you know, Logie's got moved to the Gold Coast and then they happened to be on the same Sunday.
Yep.
So he literally did a marathon and then went and did the Logie's marathon.
Yeah. Now, I wasn't worried about him because I know he's been training a lot. But I was keen to see how he went.
Yeah.
And I heard it was quite warm that morning. And so I thought, oh, that's not great. Ideal. It's not ideal. And I messaged you asking, I said, has he finished yet?
Yeah.
And you said, no, he's still going. He's got his phone, sent him a message.
Yeah.
I sent him a message saying, bro, this must be getting to the pointy end of it. Yeah. You're
well, he was
almost
struggling.
Home.
He was sending me messages saying, I can't do it, can't do it. So I wanted you to send him a bit of a pep up.
Right. And I said, just think of how good that first beer is going to taste.
Yeah.
And then I was chatting to him about this yesterday. And he goes, yeah, it was, I really started. There was points where I thought I couldn't do it.
Mm.
And then Carrie sent me a message and it said, if I can push a baby out, you can do this. And then he rocked his head back and I said, wow, isn't that like, that's amazing. And he goes, no.
What?
No. He goes, how dare she compare something that every woman does with the marathon.
He didn't say that. He wouldn't dare say that.
Which is something that only a few people in the world can do. He said, how dare she compare?
There's no chance that man, he watched me go through childbirth. There is no chance he said that. And if he said that,
he said this, there's nothing like that. He said the marathon was the most painful thing he's ever done.
Yep.
And he said, there's no way childbirth can be
this bad. Did he say? He did not say that.
Yeah, it's exactly what he said.
Well, because he was sending me messages going, I can't do it, I can't do it. I was like, what's happened to it? It's got a little soft. And I thought, I initially did, come on, honey, you can do it. Keep going. I was like, I stuff this. I was like, mate, if I have to push out a bloody baby, keep running. All you got to do is run. Just keep running.
Well, it got me thinking because it made me laugh because I thought, well, that's absurd. But then it did get me thinking. I thought more people have given birth than done marathons. Maybe doing a marathon is more painful than giving birth.
Oh, I wish you could try both to see.
Give us a call. Make that an event. Imagine that. You got to push out 42 of them, one each K. Give us a call, 131060. If you've done both.
Yes.
I don't want your opinion. I don't want just people ringing and going, oh, one has to be.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Because there's these incredible women. There'd be marathon runner equivalents.
They've had
babies, but there'd be the equivalents of Serena's out there that have like had a baby and then 2 weeks later.
Can we just go back to something? Did he actually say to you that he thought a marathon was harder than childbirth?
131060.
Buzz, did he?
You know how
did he confide
in your BFF? When I don't want to start trouble, I go quiet.
Yeah.
I've just got a message to send.
131060. If you've given birth and run a marathon.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, we're talking pushing out a child v running a marathon because your partner walks, my best friend.
Mm.
He ran a marathon and you sent him a message towards the end when he was struggling.
Struggling, yeah.
And you
I said, mate, you can do it. If I can push out a baby, you can keep running.
And he told me that story and he said, I can't believe she compared the everyday activity that women all over the world do.
I just don't see him saying this. Are you sure this is not your words?
Buzz, you know how I go quiet.
There's that silence again.
Don't want to cause conflict again.
No, I just can't imagine him saying it. He watched me give birth and he said it was one of the most horrific things he's ever seen. So how, I mean, yeah.
Don't get angry at me, mate.
No, I know. I've just got a lot of conversations to have tonight.
But so, yeah.
I'd really like to have them now.
But so.
Call in, babe, if you're listening.
So we thought we'd put the question out there to people who have run a marathon and had a baby. Which one? Is more
harder.
Painful.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Angela. Angela, g'day.
Hey, how you going, Tommy?
Oh, living the dream. Hey, have you done both?
Congratulations if you have.
I have done both, but all I can say, Tommy, is if childbirth only took less than 4 hours, I'd have one every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the time with which. But what about the pain level?
Oh, by far, childbirth is 10 times worse.
Wow. Okay. So it never even computed. Where did you run your marathon?
Gold Coast last year.
Oh, right. Same marathon.
Good on you, Ange.
Right.
That's great.
Did you struggle through it was it a breeze?
Actually, no. I think my training was a lot harder than the actual day because I was just so focused to get the job done. I had my goal and it came through.
Did you get a good time? Were you happy with how you went?
Yes, my ultimate was under the 4 hours and my official time was 3:59.59.
She's quick, ladies and gentlemen. She is quick. Good on you, Ange. Thanks for getting involved. Let's go to Shani. Shani, you've done both?
Yes, I have.
and talk to us about the comparison.
Childbirth is by far more painful, absolutely. You can't train for childbirth, but a marathon you can train for, and yes, you'll go through the same kind of emotions. I can't do this, I can't. But running a marathon is pretty easy, really.
So what would you like to say to my partner, Chris, that seems to struggle so much?
Well, he hasn't got the girl power thing happening, so he will struggle, I guess.
Wow. Okay. So not even comparable.
Well, comparable, yeah, but and both very, very rewarding at the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of fun in the same way.
Yeah. One, you get a medal. The other, you get a kid.
A baby.
Yeah.
Well.
One's far more work.
Well, if you have a baby Bjorn, you technically wear both round your neck.
True. Let's go to Liza. Liza, you've done both, yeah?
Oh, Tommy. I have
It's not
to,
my word, mate.
She knows you too.
I have done multiple marathons all around the world, and I have 3 children. I've popped one out my vajayjay, and I've had 3 sunroof options. So I can categorically say that childbirth is far more difficult than a marathon.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Either option you take there. I'll leave that one up to you.
There we go. All right.
Yeah.
I really hope Chris was listening.
Well,
you can tell him next time you're running together, puffing away, going, this is so hard.
Well, I'm scared he might not talk to me after this. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Right now, because...
You're so dumb.
I was on the phone to my husband, and halfway through the conversation, I started freaking out, and I got him to hang up because I thought I'd lost my mobile.
So we're in geography, and one of my girlfriends asked, what's the blue stuff on the world map?
Oh, wow.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
What did they think it was? I think they thought it was sky, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty... I get it. Bit of Trump dumb for you today.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, he met with the big poot doggy dog.
Yes. It hasn't gone down very well.
Well, he was overglowing, is the reporting from the world. He met him in Helsinki, which is, of course, located in which country, Bickmore?
Finland.
As a producer, Matt, we've got to get better at geography, mate. We're bad at the quiz in geography. He met with him, and he said about that meeting, he said this.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server.
Now,
and that sparked outrage.
Outrage. And then he had to, of course, correct himself, which he did.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
Now, I'm happy because the golden days of the gaffe of presidents is back, and I'm so happy. Remember the best of them all? Yes. Bush Jr. is just the best. If you never heard this gem, well... I don't know what to say except you're welcome.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
it's better, I reckon. Fool me. Can't get fooled again.
But you don't have to be a president to say dumb things.
No, or have dumb theories.
Or have dumb thoughts. Like Chris said to me the other day, do you know that rice is carbs? I was like, yeah, I knew that. And he goes, I've been going carb-free for lunch the last 3 months having poke bowls with white rice. And I just discovered it's really bad for me because they're carbs. I was like, yeah, mate, they're white rice. Of course it's carb.
I didn't know that either. I've had exactly the same chat about carbs. Oh, I found out... I've told someone I was going carb-free and I was having Weet-Bix. I only found out sugars are also carbs. There are only like 3 things. There are carbs, fats, and one other thing.
Proteins?
Proteins. How do you... Like everything is carbs.
I don't know how people go without carbs. It's everything.
It's hard. People that go without carbs end up a bit, like, you know, you get hangry.
Yeah.
You get hangry.
Those are the dumb things
the food of life
that we want to celebrate.
131060, give us a call. How dumb are you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're doing this.
You're so dumb.
I was on the phone to my husband and halfway through the conversation, I started freaking out and I got him to hang up because I thought I'd lost my mobile.
So we're in geography and one of my girlfriends asked, what's the blue stuff on the world map?
Oh, wow.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Yep, we're dumb. We hope you're dumb as well because, Bickmore, just a bit of focus,
sorry,
mate.
But...
are you with us?
Bananas grow on trees, yeah.
So this is the chat. we worked out we didn't know what carbs were, and this has led to all we've been talking about during
And I just realised if that was a game of charades, what I was doing to our web guy then, he wouldn't have thought I meant banana. He would have thought I meant something else.
Yeah, and he's like, they do not grow on trees.
And why are you thinking about that now, Carrie?
Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, how dumb are you?
I am so dumb that we went up to Mildura to Sultana Sam and I couldn't wait to see the Sultana trees.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What is Sultana Sam?
Is it some kind of superhero that keeps you regular?
No, it's a place where they make sultanas. So, of course, there's obviously grape trees.
Sultanas are dried grapes.
Yes.
What's happening?
Hey, Buzz, who put Carolyn through? Was it Caitlin?
Carolyn,
or was
I don't
it Belle?
Understand what you're talking about.
Was it Caitlin?
Caitlin? Caitlin.
Caitlin, can she buzz on? Caitlin?
Yeah,
what,
mate.
Why are you all looking
yeah,
at
Yeah, hang on. Caitlin?
Stop yes. This.
What are you doing out there on the phones?
Are you kidding? That is so dumb. Sultanas are dried grapes. They don't hang from trees.
But I don't understand.
I don't understand what Sultana Sam is. What?
It's a place where people go to get sultanas.
But why was she confused about seeing Sultana Sam? I don't understand.
She wasn't confused about Sultana Sam. She was confused about the trees at Sultana Sam.
Yeah, but
Sam.
So next time maybe could you prep the caller to say that she didn't understand that sultanas grew... Oh, no, now I'm confused.
Move on to Kimberly, guys.
Let's go to Kimberly. Kimberly, Kimberly, can you fix this radio segment?
My dad asked me to butter him a piece of bread, and I asked him which side.
Why did it matter? I don't really understand.
Apparently it mattered.
Why did it matter?
Was it
a crust?
I just asked. No, it was just a normal piece of bread.
What side did he say?
He goes, Eva, I think he was a bit puzzled.
This is going great.
Buzz, can you get Caitlin back?
Here, mate.
Caitlin, are you happy with that one?
That's amazing. That is so dumb. It doesn't matter which side, but why would you ask that?
Why? I can see our phones are jammed. Like, we've got a full list of people. Are they the best two?
They're my favourite.
Okay, can we go with one of Belle's next?
Yes, yeah, Sam's Belle, so you can go to him.
Okay, let's go to Sam. Sam, how dumb are you?
Well, it's not me. It's my mate. He's sitting next to me in an exam, and he's trying to copy my exam. He's also copied my name as well on the front page.
See, that's funny. That's really dumb.
Yeah. Caitlin, can we get Caitlin back? Caitlin, that's how you do it.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've been saying all show that I've had a breakthrough of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Because you went away.
Yep.
You met a gorgeous couple.
Aloha, went to Hawaii.
What does aloha mean?
Hello. Welcome, maybe. Bit of both. I don't really know.
Did you learn any other words?
No, I did learn the word for thank you, which I think was, and I can't remember.
Mahalo?
Mahalo.
Aloha, mahalo.
Mahalo.
You came back and you were desperate to stay in touch with these people, but you didn't get their information.
I met a couple. We were at a beer garden and we got along really well. We had a great chat. Then we saw them again at the airport on the way home. Then we were on the same flight home and we just hit it off. And I thought they're really nice people, but I didn't want to feel like a loser and ask for their number. So I didn't. And now I regret it and I want to be their friend.
Yep. And all you knew was their names are Mike and Jess.
Yeah.
And
they got a kid called Violet and Ruby.
Yep. What? Two. They got two. Sorry.
Violet
and
Ruby.
Yes, yes. I've been letting you know all show that I've spoken to someone.
Yes.
And I've given you a little more information than that. But I will give you a little bit more of a tease now, Buzz.
Hello?
Hello? No.
No, Buzz, chill out, bro. You're going way too soon. I've spoken to somebody.
A woman that said hello. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many times we rehearse with Buzz, it just doesn't get it. I spoke to a woman.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay, you spoke to a woman. Did you get hold of Jess?
I spoke to a woman named Jess.
Oh, yes.
That's enough tension music. Thanks, Buzz.
You spoke to her?
I spoke to a Jess. Now, this could be your Jess. It might not be your Jess. But I know who it is, but I need you to be mentally prepared. Because if you put an offer of friendship out, you know there are many ways it can go, right? And I'm just not sure we want to do this next bit of the segment if unless you're prepared for any outcome. Because you
no,
all episode, what are we? Anyway, all show, you've been going, yeah, oh, great, did you get him? And you haven't had any doubt that perhaps maybe.
Okay, I don't want to hear from them if they don't want to be my friend. You hear that loud and clear?
It might not even be your Jess. Would you like to hear a little bit and see if you can identify from the voice whether it's your Jess?
Okay.
It might have been the bit you just heard. But anyway, Buzz, if you'd like to play it again properly now as we rehearsed.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jess speaking?
It is Jess speaking.
Jess, this is Tommy Little here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm very good.
That's good.
Is that...
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah. So we definitely got her.
Yeah.
Well, I went on to have quite a discussion with her.
Oh, no.
And I will play it to you.
Oh, no. Oh, don't be mean to me.
Why?
I can see the look in your eye. You're enjoying this too much, which means it's not going to end well for me.
Why wouldn't it end well, mate? You're such a gorgeous person. You'd be great to be friends with.
Oh, don't now suck up. She doesn't want to be my friend.
Do you know how
she?
Hard it was for
she
me?
She doesn't
to be,
want to be my friend.
Do you know how hard it was for me to be friends with you? I thought we were friends for ages, and you kept telling people, "No, we're not. We're acquaintances." and so I'm just saying, sometimes things can be a little one-sided. Anyway, but maybe not, mate. Maybe she went, "You know what? I loved her even more than Carrie loved her." You'll find out next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That's been the longest 5 minutes of my life.
Yep.
That 5 minutes.
I spoke to Jess,
yeah,
the lovely lady that you met overseas in Hawaii, and you didn't get any of her
and
contact
I fell in
details.
Love with her.
Fell in love with her, want her as a friend, possibly a lifelong friend. Yep. Didn't get her details. We put the call out yesterday.
Yep.
I've spent the whole of the last 24 hours being a detective, being a super sleuth, and finding.
How did you
this
find
Jess?
It?
I asked our producers to do it.
I didn't even have a last name.
I know they're very good. I just played you a snippet.
Yeah.
Of the audio before. So we have confirmed that this is the Jess.
Well,
you recognise
like
the voice.
They're
like the Jess.
Woman,
we have the right Jess. Now, I wanted to bring up the issue of the friendship because I thought, what's going to be a bit awkward if you do it, right? So anyway, here's how the first half of our chat went.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Jess speaking?
It is Jess speaking.
Hi, this is Tommy from Carrie and Tommy. I'm the second one in the title.
Hi, Tommy.
Well, firstly, have I got the right Jess? Were you recently in Hawaii with Carrie?
Yes, I was.
Do you have a partner by the name of Mike?
I certainly do.
And did you meet Carrie and her partner Chris over there?
Yes, we did.
I'm basically playing matchmaker here because Carrie is a swinger. And she'd love to get you and Mike involved. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on. We'll move on. The real reason I'm calling is that Carrie and Chris would both love to be friends with you guys, and she didn't know how to get in touch with you, so I've been a good friend of hers, and we've tracked you down, and so I'm asking on their behalf... would you like to be friends with Carrie? Now, now's where we pause.
Why did she go,
Because I wanted to give you the opportunity. What happens next is out of my hands. It's done.
Why did she pause and go, why did she go,
Well, she obviously needed to consider the question, and I wanted to stop the call there and just give you a chance to pull the plug on this?
Well, it's hard now that you've told her I'm a swinger when I'm not, because now every time if I do become friends with her and catch up with her, she's going to be like, oh, do you think tonight's the night they're going to have the keys in the bowl?
Do you know what I found strange about that is that she didn't laugh instantly, which makes me think you'd brought it up already and you're away. So this is the moment. Are you ready for the second half of the call?
Well, yeah, I'm backing myself.
Good.
I was good company.
You should back yourself.
I was good company.
Have confidence, bit yes. more. Back okay. yourself yes. in. Who wouldn't want to be friends with
exactly.
bit more? Buzz, play the second half of the call. Would you like to be friends with Carrie?
I don't know. They were very nice, but I don't know. We're pretty busy and, yeah, I don't know. We've got sort of our own friends that we don't see as often as we probably should, so.
I was not expecting that. Is there anything that could get you over the line? Like, should I give her, if you listen to the show today, could I give yeah. Carrie at the end of this call, say, a minute to just pitch maybe some things she didn't mention about herself, maybe some of her kind of positives that she can bring to a friendship, and you'll listen and maybe that could sway your mind?
Oh, sure, maybe. Yeah, it's worth a try.
So, Bickmore, Buzz, we'd like that tension back, please.
Okay.
We're going to make the 30 seconds pitch. They're listening.
Mate, I'm done with her.
What?
I'm pitching myself.
What do you mean?
She didn't like me from the couple of hours she spent with me.
Mean?
Then we're not going to be friends, are we?
I've already organised for her to come on the show tomorrow to talk about this.
Oh, don't. Cancel it.
Well, you can't say that. Pitch.
That's not her. You got her to say that. I've met this gorgeous girl and she would pretend on air that she did want to be friends before saying that she's got too many other friends.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
Well, we're going to have
her. That's how well I know her.
Well, then you'll be able to ask her live on the show tomorrow because she's going to be with us live.
Don't bring her in if she genuinely doesn't want to. Like, don't humiliate me.
Mate, you're doing this.
No, I'm not
I'm
doing
this. I'm playing
you
audio that I've recorded.
You chose to speak to her without me, and you're choosing to air it. If you know this doesn't end well, don't humiliate me.
Well, then, should we cancel that? I actually don't know, because it'll make really good radio, but it might actually hurt her feelings. But Buzz, what do you think?
I reckon we should just do it.
Yeah, it'll make good radio. We'll still bring her in. I don't know, maybe she'll have a change of heart or something. There is, I thought if we whispered into the microphone, you couldn't hear it. Can you hear that?
I'm not even excited about meeting you now.
See, she can't hear it.
What about now?
That's incredible. Anyway.
Selective hearing.
Hey, Buzz, do you think Carrie's hair's gotten greyer?
I think it looks like it is at the top there.
Yeah, a little bit, hey. It's kind of that.
It is. That's hurtful.
Oh, she can hear. You know, this is a tiny extra tidbit, and you might hate it, but I found Jess lovely, and I understood why you wanted to be friends with her. And so I thought, well, if she's not going to be friends with you.
Don't try and steal my friend.
Buzz, I mean, you sound lovely. If your friendship with Carrie doesn't work out, do you want to be friends?
I saw, yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, she's not happy.
Nah, this is just, I'm not happy. Well, I'm not happy.
No, we could talk about it on tomorrow's show.
I'm going to be sick tomorrow. You can catch up with your best mate.
Awesome! Oh. Jess and Tommy!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Some serious bits to start with today.
Whoa!
Yeah, you know I love a medical breakthrough. I love a bit of science.
Oh!
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
okay.
And I love a cancer breakthrough, and there's been a breakthrough in melanoma. Oh, that's my phone. Sorry, someone else is excited about this.
Well,
segment.
They just said there were serious bits. That's a serious alarm.
No, melanoma, obviously a huge problem in Australia, and Aussie scientists have developed a world-first blood test capable of detecting early-stage melanoma, and they believe it could save thousands of lives every year. So they tested 209 people, and they found that 105 had melanoma. So the condition was picked up obviously earlier, and the earlier melanoma is picked up, the more chance of survival. So those 105 people, if they hadn't have had that test, would have gone on to possibly develop later stage melanoma.
Great.
Isn't that incredible?
It's great. This is a cancer thing that you will know, but I didn't know, and people might find interesting. I didn't know skin cancer was so dangerous because it goes into your body and turns into all the other types of cancer.
Yes.
I did not know that.
And I, the blood test thing is an incredible thing because one of our first grants we've given for the money we've raised for brain cancer is they're developing a blood test for brain cancer. And the reason blood tests are really important is because normally, say, to detect brain cancer, you've got to have MRIs, right? They're expensive for the medical system. They're also expensive for the individual.
They take
and you're
time
having them often, right? If you every 3 months, you know, you've got to go for your checkups. If they can develop a simple blood test, it's going to revolutionize the way cancer is detected.
Woohoo! Yeah. To the pub!
Anyway, from cancer and breakthroughs in science to Teen Vogue. Okay, this publication...
Oh, my two hitting zones. Let's go.
This publication
Teen
has...
Teen Vogue? Is that a thing?
It's. I didn't
is this
know.
A new thing?
I didn't know it was a thing. I've got to be
Teen
honest.
Teen Vogue?
To be honest.
Isn't Vogue like the old lady one?
I don't even know what Teen Vogue is.
What's Teen Vogue?
The teen version of that.
Just a 16-year-old in a petticoat kicking going, finally, a magazine
like
for moi.
Dolly when we were growing up.
Right.
Anyway, the point is, I didn't know this article was from Teen Vogue and I'm kind of regretting bringing it now.
This is a good housekeeping moment, isn't it?
How it's been 15 years since Hilary Duff's So Yesterday. What am I talking about? The iconic track came out, right?
What anyway. Iconic Hilary Duff track has there been?
Move past that. The
no,
point is,
I can't,
it led
mate.
A journalist to the discovery and the
Hang
claim.
Hang on, a journalist writing for Teen Vogue?
That they believe
that's
that
not a journalist.
2003 was the best year of music ever.
Who do? Teen Vogue.
Journalist at Teen Vogue. So I was thinking, best year of music ever. That's a big call any year to work out what the best year of music is, right? So I went back. This is some of the
I would
tunes
argue
from
1991.
What was in 1991?
Blood Sugar Sex Magik, Nirvana's Nevermind, Soundgarden's album came out, Pearl Jam Vitalogy, or one of the awesome Pearl Jam albums. I'm looking around and people looking at me like, you're forgetting what
we
radio station you're on.
Need the journalist for Teen Vogue. Anyway, here's some of the tunes from 2003. Tell me if you concur with this Teen Vogue.
Is the Hilary Duff iconic track in here?
Absolutely, it is. Eminem.
Good track.
Tune.
There's Hilary Duff for you, Tommy.
I was like, I don't even know what this song is. I genuinely was like, what is this?
Oh, good tune.
Hang on, what, you're going so quick.
This is a good one.
2003, big year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great tune.
Yeah.
That is one of the worst songs of all time. Avril Lavigne.
Chingy.
Chingy?
Yeah, Chingy.
I saw Chingy in Rome.
What?
I saw Chingy in Rome.
What do you mean? You saw his concert or you just saw him on the street?
Yeah, I saw a poster and it said Chingy, 20 euro. I was like, how can I not see Chingy when I'm in Rome?
Did you know any other songs other than that?
Hey, Chingy, what's up? Why your eyes so,
Is that a song?
Is it because you've been smoking and drinking? Maybe so.
Oh,
maybe you can get me.
Anyway, you can decide if you're driving along or at work whether you think 2003 was the best
year
of music.
Can I decide for you?
No. And finally, a little bit more Teen Vogue style news.
Avril Lavigne and Hilary Duff.
I was going to tell you about Britney's
new
perfume.
The best year of all time. Is that what it is? The best year of all time and the best tracks of the best year of all time were Avril Lavigne and Hilary Duff.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughes and Kate joining you next.
Wow, that didn't last long, Hughes.
With Kate.
With your headband.
With the
I've
headband.
Still got the headband. It's under there, man.
Oh, sorry. Is it under your headphones?
Yes,
sorry, mate.
We are going to discuss it today. All right?
You know, Cat Cash did that years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was in the 80s. So what is in the 80s is cool then. It's cool.
Although, true, look what I'm wearing now. Look what I'm wearing now. Can you see that? See them?
Yeah, absolutely. They're white trainers.
Reeboks.
I don't know.
80s. Reeboks. They're back.
Carrie is looking great, Tom, isn't she, by the way?
Well, yeah.
You're absolutely smashing your Instagram photos at the moment.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that you with me, Tommy? You've seen them.
Looks, I think both her and Walks look like the picture of just being on holiday.
Yeah, I'm not
they
seeing.
Give me a week and I'll unravel.
I'm not seeing her partner in any of her Instagram photos.
Yeah, he's
though.
In there.
Is he? I'm not. Well, maybe I edit him out. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm not being weird.
Why are you
weird?
I'm
not being weird.
Did you see
what's wrong with perving on hot women?
Hot
pregnant women that you work with.
That's why they invented Instagram.
Hot pregnant women that you work with, that your mates are going out with. Hey, Hughes, despite being a very happily married man with kids, do people slide into your DMs?
Only very occasionally, and then most of them are mentally ill.
Do you get
do they think they're seeing like a kindred spirit?
I'm not sure what they're thinking. But yeah, so we have a brief conversation, then they tell me I haven't slept for 3 days, and I say, see ya. So, yeah.
Do you ever get aggressive male proposals? Like, would you like to dabble? No, okay.
No, right. I don't. No, I mean, obviously you do, what we're hearing here.
Do you get male proposals?
Of course he does.
The men are so aggressive. Like, the women are like, hey.
But I do think you lead some on.
Of course he does.
These are people I've never met before.
We've got a friend who's gay, and I think you know that he thinks you're hot and you enjoy it a little bit too much.
Sometimes with gay friends I get offended that they don't hit on me.
Yeah,
right. And so I put it out there a bit.
Yeah, you do.
Have you decided full time though? Have you decided where you're at?
I'm open to dabbling in the dark arts.
Are you?
Imagine his DMs really? After this conversation. Oh, my God, they're going to go absolutely his phone.
But they don't say this is a joke. Is this attention-seeking or are you genuine?
Why would this be how is this seeking attention?
You know why.
Why?
Because it's, you know, a headline.
It's a Daily Mail right now. The Daily Mail are typing this up.
They know right about me. It's,
they will. This will get them over the line, all right? I'll send them this one. This one's definitely clicks.
I just think never say never. It's not something I'm, you know, looking to explore now. But
sure.
That's exciting.
I also I thought I'd never like anchovies and olives, but now I love them.
I'm turned on them too. Yeah. Oh, anchovies!
I love anchovies. They are the best, no doubt.
Yes. Hey mate, so a lot of headband.
There's gonna be a lot of headband talk. We're gonna be talking headbands, absolutely. Anyway, you guys,
this is great.
What's anyway? Intrigued.
Where are we at here? So confused. All right, Hughes and Kate, they are up next. We're going to be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
There goes another Carrie and Tommy catch-up, packed with all the bits you missed from the show. Mojo Kombucha is a tasty tea drink, packed with over a billion units of proven probiotics in every bottle. Find Mojo Kombucha in your supermarket fridge.